Republican lawmakers are set to remove hundreds of items from Governor Tony Evers' budget today. It's Tuesday, May 2nd. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, Corrine Hess reports on what the UW system president says about asking professors about their political affiliation. And a black bear was spotted in a Madison neighborhood over the weekend. Sarah Lear tells us what happened. Stay with us.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
Republican lawmakers are poised to dramatically reshape Governor Tony Evers' proposed budget with a single vote today. As Sean Johnson reports, they're expected to remove more than 500 items from the governor's budget.
The list of items on the chopping block includes proposals to expand Medicaid, legalize marijuana, and institute paid family leave. Several financial proposals are also expected to get cut, including the governor's plan to increase taxes on manufacturers and scale back a tax break on some capital gains. Joe Heim is an emeritus professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. He says Evers has every right to propose the measures, even though he likely knew Republicans would reject them.
You know, he just had an election, so he had certain promises that he would make, knowing fully well, by the way, that this stuff is going to disappear as the budget went through the budgetary process.
GOP lawmakers will begin building their own version of the budget this week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A new report points to the need for pay increases for Wisconsin's public defenders and prosecutors. The Wisconsin Policy Forum found that private attorneys in the state make more than $40,000 more than public attorneys. The report also found Wisconsin public attorneys make less than the national average. Adam Plotkin is a legislative liaison for the state's Office of the Public Defender. He says less people are applying for open positions.
And it just gets to an untenable point where you can only work so many 80 to 100 hour weeks at low pay before you start looking at the private sector or a county-level job.
Governor Tony Evers' budget includes an additional $67 million for public defenders and prosecutors, but it's unclear what the Republican-controlled Finance Committee will include in their own version of the budget. The Brown County Sheriff's Office and a Wisconsin congressman hope more collaboration with the U.S. Postal Service can address rising fentanyl risk. The amount of fentanyl seized by the Brown County Drug Task Force in 2022 was about 10 times higher than it was the previous year. Sheriff Todd Delane says 60% of fentanyl seized last year was related to distribution through the U.S. Postal Service. That's why he and Congressman Mike Gallagher are requesting a sheriff's deputy also become a task force officer for the Postal Service. Delane says that could speed up investigations.
I would provide a Brown County sheriff's deputy who would be doing their normal duties, but would also provide them to a task force for the United States Postal Service to assist in drug investigations.
He says the sheriff's office has similar partnerships with other federal agencies, such as the FBI. The state already has two Postal Service Task Force officers several hours away in Madison and Milwaukee. University of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman says the perceived liberal bias on college campuses won't be solved by asking professors their political affiliation. Some Republican state lawmakers have suggested considering party status when hiring professors. Rothman says it would be a mistake to have a political litmus test for professors, but he says diversity of thought is important.
And I think we have to focus on, you know, asking people about how they view diversity, but that has to be diversity on a broader term in my mind. It has to include thought diversity. It has to include viewpoint diversity.
Rothman has been meeting with students and legislators since a survey released February 1st found a majority of conservative respondents reported self-censoring views in class. After Mississippi River flooding rose to the third highest level in some parts of Wisconsin this spring, some municipalities are thinking of ways to be more flood resilient in the future. The river crested in cities like La Crosse last week at least 15 feet. La Crosse Mayor Mitch Reynolds appeared on Wisconsin Public Radio's Central Time on Monday. He says the city learned important lessons from previous flood events that helped officials prepare. And he says investments in stormwater infrastructure have made a big difference.
In our floodplain area on the north side of the city, we didn't have some of the more significant water issues that we've had in the past. The biggest damage was to our parks. Multiple parks were underwater.
Reynolds says the flooding reinforced the importance of investing in stormwater infrastructure and sustainable methods of floodwater storage. And finally, a black bear is causing a stir on social media after being found wandering in South Central Wisconsin. Sarah Lear has more.
The small black bear was seen on Madison's west side Saturday, where it traipsed across neighborhoods and climbed a tree. Police say it was later spotted Sunday night crossing the capital city's Beltline Highway. The bear didn't hurt anyone, and officials believe it eventually traveled on its own accord to a more secluded area. Julie Widholm is a biologist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. She says, while bears are somewhat unusual in Dane County, the animal's range has expanded farther south and west.
Since we've had more regulated hunting, the bear numbers have kind of rebounded.
Widholm says Madison's furry visitor may well have been the same bear that was glimpsed last week in nearby Mount Horeb. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. You can catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. And of course, as always, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a rating and review. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.